मौनव्या क्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वशिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकम् सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां विदुरा हु वेंट ऑन पिलग्रिमेज बिफोर महाभारत बार केम बैक टू हस्तिनापुर Vidurji went to pilgrimage since he did not want to join any of the side. If he would have been joined, he should have been joined with Duryodhana side only. Since Duryodhana misbehaved with Bhagavan Krishna when he came for peace talk as a messenger, Duryodhana humiliated Bhagavan. Try to arrest Bhagavan. So humiliation to Bhagavan is naturally humiliation to the Bhakta also. And in the process, when Vidura questioned his misbehavior, Duryodhana humiliated Vidura also. So he went to pilgrimage. But he has come back now, hoping that entire war would have been over. Why he has come back? Because of compassion towards his elder brother Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was a blind man, both externally and internally also. Externally because of no eyesight, internally because of attachment. He never saw his children, but still that is the grandness of attachment. He can live for them in spite of their being cantankerous. So this Dhritarashtra did not have vairagyam in spite of having come across lot of sufferings. His life was full of sufferings, poor man. Sufferings did not inspire him to go to Lord, to turn towards the Lord, to practice spiritual practices. When Vidura arrived Hastinapura, it was a pleasant surprise for Pandavas as well as for Dhritarashtra also. The Pandavas welcomed him, remembered his love with all gratitude, because without Vidura they would not have survived in that wax house fire accident. So they, with all gratitude, they welcomed him. Then they asked about the details about the pilgrimage, where all you went, whom you met, why you went on pilgrimage. The question: pilgrimage is for sadhakas, not for siddhas, not for jnanis. Vidura was a great jnani, and a great duty of the Lord. So Yudhishthira asks, Bhavadvita Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibhoho Tirti Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gata Bhruta. He says to Vidura, Bhavadvidha Bhagavataha, devotees like you, great people like you, what is the necessity to go to Tirtha Kshetra? What happens in Tirtha Kshetra, in pilgrimage centers, when a person goes, he washes off all his sins through prayer, through Ganga Snana and other things. Very Ganga has come to Bhuloka in order to enjoy Sadhu Sangha. When Bhagiratha requested Gangaji to come to Bhuloka, Gangaji told, you are asking me to come to Bhuloka. If I come, people who don't have devotion, they will not respect me. All the gutter waters they will pour in me. So they will humiliate me. Is it okay for you that I am getting humiliated? I am Vishnupada Tirtha. Then Bhagiratha told, yes, there are some ignorant people who don't know about your greatness. But still, in Bhuloka only there are sadhus also. If you want satsanga, if you want to be touched by sadhus, worshipped by sadhus, you come to Bhuloka like that, he told. So afterwards she came. That is what here mentioned by the Yudhishthira. Very Gangaji is flowing in the world because of sadhu sangha, and you are one of that type of sadhus. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. It's a beautiful expression. Tirthani means tirtha kshetras. All pilgrimage centers have value only when sadhus live there. Otherwise there is no value. All are waters, all are mountain, same panchabhutas. Why people go there? Because of the spiritual atmosphere created by the sadhus presence. Because sadhus are mobile temples. Sarva tirtha mayaha sadhavaha nakhyamyani tirthani nav deva mrichila mayaha te punanturu kalena darshana deva sadhavaha. Sadhus are that much glorious because they carry the remembrance of the Lord with full of love. Swantasthena gata bhruta. Inside their heart, Bhagavan manifests in the glorious way. Highest manifestation of the Bhagavan is possible not in any temple, any panchabhuta kshetras, but in only human heart, and that too in the heart of the sadhus who are full of renunciation and purity. If you go to Ganga Kshetra and take Ganga bath, you will get punyam born out of Ganga snana. If you go to Gaya, that punyam, particular punyam you will get. If you go to Badrina, that particular punyam you get. But if you go to sadhus, they are sarva tirtha mayaha. They are the embodiment of all the tirtha kshetras. Very darshan will purify your heart. And the glory of satsanga is mentioned in this shloka indirectly. That type of sadhus you are, why you went on pilgrimage? Why sadhus go on pilgrimage? Why jnanis go on pilgrimage? We find in great Mahatma's life, they don't sit in one place. Go on roam they are. They roam. Why they roam? A person like Swami Vivekananda, Sri Ram Krishna, even Rama. Rama also had to roam. Krishna also had to roam. Why they roam? Shastra says, they roam to purify the atmosphere, purify the all the kshetras and to bless the people who are in need of spiritual guidance. So they give purity to the tirtha kshetras. In Sri Ramakrishna's life, we find one, a beautiful incident in the form of his disciple Girish Chandra Ghosh. That Uttarayana Kala, first day, Ganga Snana used to happen. It's a most auspicious day. Many devotees come and take bath in Ganga or Ganga Sagar. So one day, on that day, Girish Chandra Ghosh was going towards Ganga. Disciples, sannyasin disciples are, he is going towards Ganga, maybe to take bath. So he went there, without taking bath, he came back. Again, second time he went, without taking bath, he came back. Third time he went and took bath, came back. The sadhus, other sannyasins, wondered, why this type of oscillation? They asked Girish Chandra Ghosh, why this type of oscillation? Then Girish Chandra Ghosh told, see, first time when I went, suddenly a thought came, Ganga Snana is necessary only if I have papam to be washed off. So as even I approached Ganga, my mind says that I don't have any papam at all. Why should I take Ganga Snana? So I came back. Then second time, why you went? He said, anyhow, whether you have papam or not, it is sampradaya, shastra sampradaya. It's an auspicious day. Why can't you take Ganga Snanam just for the sake of shastra sampradaya? So I went. As even I went there, nearby the Ganga, immediately again one more thought came, even for shastra sampradaya, I don't have papam. So why should I take? I came back. Then why you went third time and took bath? Girish Chandra Ghosh says, it's a beautiful answer. He says, all go to Ganga and wash off their papam. What Ganga will do? So Ganga will be suffering because of that papa karma. So I went and took bath to purify Ganga. I went to Ganga and took bath to purify Ganga Devi. How much a conviction you need to tell this? Understood? It's not a question of simple blabbering. Generally, people go to places of learning for study. If a great scientist come, not to study, but to teach. Similarly, the same Girish Chandra Ghosh, how his life was when he came to Sri Ramakrishna, he used to say, wherever I sit, below 7 feet will become impure. Because of my association, that much papa I have done. The bottles which I drink, if I put one on the another, it will reach certainly space. That much of papa karma I have done. That was the idea before Girish Chandra Ghosh coming to Sri Ramakrishna's Sangha. Once that satsanga happens, what happens? Entire life is simply changed. And the person becomes the source of purity. He is free from all types of ideas called that I am a papi, I am a sinner, I am a person with bondage like that. So when Yudhishthira inquired about the details of pilgrimage, Vidurji told all these things, that he met Maitreya Rishi and other things. Those details we'll see in the later portion. Here the story goes like that. So Vidurji was very happy to see Pandavas in prosperity. Their Krishna Bhakti gave everything back to them. Literally, they lost everything. Because of their Krishna Bhakti, they got back everything. So Vidurji spent some more months with them happily. One day, he observed his elder brother Dhritarashtra was very much engaged in day-to-day activities and not tired. Poor man, though he has lost all the children, relatives, but this man is not at all tired, not worried, not bothered about the separation of relatives. So as usual, he was very enthusiastic and happy. Then Vidurji asked, because the purpose of Vidurji's arrival is what? To take him, Dhritarashtra, to Vanavasa, making him to turn towards the Lord and inspire him to do some spiritual practices. In our society also, we can see people after 60, they get retirement. So they are not tired, they are retired. in some other vehicle. Understood? So after retirement, you have finished everything. Why can't you spend your life, balanced life, with spiritual practice? The idea doesn't come for few people that this human life is for loving the Lord. This human life is for practicing spiritual practices. It doesn't come. It doesn't come when the person is young. He thinks that I have to achieve. What you are going to achieve? You cannot achieve anything because you are everything already. In reality, every human being is a Purna Vastu, embodiment of everything. But initially, because of ignorance or Dehabhimana, he thinks that he missed so many things. So I have to go for education, I have to get employment, get married, get children. By education, what do you want to have? What do you want to have? Purnatva. By employment, what do you want to have? Purnatva. I cannot see myself as a lacking one. Therefore, I go for education. I lack in education, therefore I see myself as a lacking one. Therefore, I go for education. I see myself lacking money, therefore I go for money. I see myself as lacking associations, therefore I go for married life. But Shastra says, from the standpoint of your body, you lack so many things and you cannot fulfill also. It's a never ending journey. So turn back and find out you are already fulfilled in terms of your real nature. That we call as spiritual life. Initially, it doesn't appeal to the minds. At least Shastra says, in this Vedic culture, after 60, everyone should turn back about themselves. Everyone should turn back what they wanted in life, whether they got it, whether the very journey up to 60 years is a worthwhile journey. You have to take stock. Simply roaming. For what purpose we roam? So Shastra says, give up all your worldly duties, hand over them to your children or grandchildren, and spend time, all the time, with spiritual thoughts. That is called Vanaprastha Ashrama or Sannyasa Ashrama. Vanaprastha Ashrama and Sannyasa Ashrama, the difference is, in Vanaprastha Ashrama, you can live with wife, considering her as your mother or your sister. You can live with your wife, taking her service for your physical existence. And in Sannyasa Ashrama, that also not possible. So all the people of Indian culture were given retirement plan. What is that? Either you take Vanaprastha Ashrama or take Sannyasa Ashrama. Either live alone or live with wife, never with children or grandchildren. So these are all old stories of Indian culture. Now also there are some families, they hand over the charges to the children. In their own house they live as guests. Now you cannot go to forest. Forest department will not allow you to roam in forest. Okay. So you have to live in the city or town only. Live in your own home, mentally detached, as a guest. You live. You need what? Ordinary cloth or some little food, little bit food. But people are not matured enough. And now it has come 100 channels or 200 channels are there. So you can go on, sit in one place and munch the article, murmura, kurkura, and remote is there. And you become more and more mad, more and more restless. Okay. Because nothing satisfies you. Nothing satisfies you. Everything is boring. Any TV channel you want, same story, same sex, same violence, same. That you know already. What is life? You know already. After 60 you have gone through. This Dhritarashtra was like that person. Classical example of modern old age people. This Dhritarashtra. For the sake of enjoying the worldly pleasures, he went too extreme, even harming his own people. His own brother's children, he wanted to destroy. For what? For the sake of Rajya Bhoga. He doesn't want to leave the seat. Dhritam Rashtraha ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಃ. ದ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ನ ದಟ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಫೆವಿಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ಕೊಂಡು ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಫೆವಿಕಾಲ್ ಸೊ ನೋ ಬಡಿ ಕುಡ್ ಶೇಕ್. ಫೈನಲಿ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಥ್ರೋನ್ ಅವೇ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಚೇರ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೇರ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಥ್ರೋ ಅವೇ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಚೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಚೇರ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಎಲ್ಡರ್ ಫಾದರ್ ದೇ ವೆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಕೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಭೀಮ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಯೇಟ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ. ಹೀ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಯೇಟ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಪುಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಯೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ವಿದುರ ಆಸ್ಟ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಹೌ ಆರ್ ಯು ಅನ್ನ ಐ ಸಿ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಈವನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ 100 children ಈವನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಪರರ್ ಹುಡ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಯರ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಹೌ ಆರ್ ಯು ಯಾಸ್ಟ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಫೈನ್ ನೌ ಓನ್ಲಿ. Vidura thought, maybe he is going to tell that because of prayer and spiritual life, I am very fine like that. No, that is not the reason. Dhritarashtra says, my children, 100 children, never respected me, never loved me properly, never served me. Now you see these 5 children, Pandavas, how nicely they love me. Like that, he was again attached to Pandavas. So Vidura gets irritation and he says, my dear elder brother, this doesn't fit to you. He says, pitrubhratru sukhrut putra hataste vigatam vayah atma cha jaraya grastah parageham upasase. My dear elder brother, look at yourself. All your children are died. In age also you are far advanced and you are living under the protection of, under the mercy of Pandavas. What type of Pandavas? Whom you wanted to kill. Are you not ashamed of this drudgery life, dragging life? Go on dragging. Aho mahi yasi jantoh jivitashayaya bhavan ಭೀಮಾವರ್ಜಿತಂ ಪಿಂಡಂ ಆದತ್ತೆ ಗೃಹಪಾಲವತ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಸ್ಕೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎ ವಂಡರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಬ್ರದರ್, ಹೌ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದೇಯರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ಸ್. ಸಿ, ಪ್ರಾಂಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ಸ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಡಾಗ್. ಗೃಹಪಾಲವದ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಡಾಗ್. For dog, a decent name is there in our Sanskrit language. Grihapalaha, one who is the, palaha means one who rules the house. Or Gramasimha, if you want to scold anyone, you can use this. Hey Gramasimha. Simha you may know because Simha means lion. Lion of the village means what? It is dog. So you are living here like a dog, eating the food thrown by Bhima with contempt. Bhima apavarjitam pindam adatte, without any self dignity you live here. That is the fate of a person who lives for sense pleasures. He loses his self dignity. And he goes for sense pleasure for the sake of what? Every human struggle is to increase our self-dignity. It's a very subtle point. You have to understand. We go to education. We go for employment. We go for money. We go for family life. For what? For what? Because we know without education people don't respect us. Without money people don't respect us. Without family members, people don't respect us. And I also feel that I lack something in the absence of all these things. So I go for all these things for what?
to gain my self-respect more and more. But in the process, if I violate the norms of the life, naturally, even after I get all those things, once my self-respect is gone, I am the loser. Say, for example, suppose somebody goes for examination, he did not prepare well. He decides that he will copy in the examination and try to pass. He copied in such a way, he is an expert person, he copied in such a way, he got gold medal in that subject. Because marks and gold medal are not given to your intelligence. It is given either to your vomiting capacity. Vomiting capacity means what? Memorization. You need not know any subject. Semester system nowadays, now in colleges. You can just record in your mind, vomit, forget. Record, vomit, forget. There is no need to assimilate. That is the wonder of the present day education. You get certificate, but you don't get knowledge by this process. So this fellow was expert in copy. No question paper in our schools or colleges ask, have you assimilated this knowledge? Will you remember this knowledge up to the end of your profession? Suppose medical profession is there, or engineering profession is there, something. Nothing. Or do you tell truth? Like that, none of these questions are there in our question paper. So this fellow copied in such a way, he got gold medal. So for the principal and other people, it was a wonder. Whole year this fellow spent in cinema theater and roaming here and there. How he got gold medal? His friends ask, how you got? You are all the time with us. And we are zero, you are 100. How is it? He says, daytime I used to be with you. Night hours, how much I used to study, you know. It's a bluff. But still you have to believe, because it is the words from the winner. So gold medal has to be given to him. They cannot deny once it has come in the name of that person. So they garlanded him, gave this gold medal also, and accepted him as a gold medalist. He comes to the home. Parents are very surprised, very much surprised. They did not have faith that he will pass. This fellow brought gold medal. So with all happiness, that arati plate is there, na? One arati they did. Oh. And brought him inside the house. And he went to his room, stood in front of the mirror. The society has accepted him as gold medalist. What is the meaning when society accepts you as gold medalist? Society has accepted you as intelligent person, correct? As an intelligent person. So he tries to claim that award which was given by the society. So he stands in front of the mirror and says, I am gold medalist. As even he completes the statement, one more statement comes without any voice, you are a cheat. Nobody, he sees that side, that side. Who says that I am cheat? His own mind says. Others have accepted him as, you are gold medalist. But his own mind says what? You are a cheat. So whenever he sees that gold medal, the exam hall scene comes to his mind. So some pricking happens. He is not relishing that achievement. So now, whether it is a loss or profit, loss it is. Because if gold medal comes with hard work and you have become knowledgeable, more and more knowledgeable, then you will relish it. If it comes in a wrong way in your life, it is a loss. Why? Because you have put down your self-dignity and got the gold medal. So society might have said that you are gold medalist, but your own mind doesn't accept. Society may say that you are rich, still your mind is beggarly mind. That's a big so-called educated people, big officials, IAS, IPS, these are all, externally they are with coat and shoot, internally beggars. Not only ordinary beggars, powerful beggars. Ordinary beggar will not disturb you if you say, I don't give. But these powerful, they have power with them. Inside the mind, they are beggars. So they ask for bribe. They sell the country. They are ready to do anything. For the sake of what? money or sense pleasures. In the process, what happens? They spoil themselves, they spoil their self-dignity. At the cost of self-dignity, whatever comes in your life is a loss. But because of immaturity or repetition, they try to put all these facts of life down and try to just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. But sometime comes in their life also, I have done this, I have done that. Kimaham sadhuna karavam, kimaham papama karavam iti. Even Ravana had to think, why I have done this wrong thing. Dhritarashtra had to think that why I have done this wrong thing. There was a pain because of his selfishness, because of his extreme attachment towards the pleasure and the position. He had to cry for the death of his own children. Actually, he only killed his children. So, here our Vidurji says, you are eating the food thrown by Bhima with contempt, without any self-dignity. What is the purpose of living when a person loses his self-dignity? Because all entire struggle in life is what? To keep our self-dignity as it is. Shastra says, you are the most dignified entity in the entire creation. If you look at yourself from another angle, factual angle, now you look at yourself from a wrong angle, perceptual angle, considering yourself as an ordinary human being, born on so-and-so date, going to die on so-and-so date, with particular gender, with particular body, with particular color, with lots of deficiencies with regard to physical, psychological, intellectual, spiritual deficiencies. You look at yourself, then you make a judgment about yourself as a lacking one, then you start the journey of fulfilling you. Shastra says, hey, already you are fulfilled. You are Purna Vastu. Look at yourself in another angle, from another angle. That's the actual angle. If money, wealth, education, people are necessary to be happy, in sleep, you should not have happiness at all. Correct? In sleep, you don't have people, you don't have wealth, you don't have education, idea that I am educated. Nothing you have. But still, what you do? Daily you prepare to go to sleep. At any cost you want to sleep. Why? Because you find there a relaxation, happiness, okay? Fulfillment. So no person will compromise with this particular aspect called sleep in human life. Correct? If somebody says, 1 month you have to work for me. What is the work, sir? You should not sleep. I will give 1 crore rupee. Then you will tell, I will give 2 crore rupees, you do that. Understood? So in sleep, sleep refutes or contradicts our judgment that I need all these things to be happy. I need money, I need people, I need sense pleasures to be happy. Nature says you don't need all these things to be happy. It is your ignorance to consider that you need. You need food for hunger. You need wealth for living, but not for happiness. Happiness has no connection with any of these things. But out of ignorance, people don't know all these facts. So Vidurji says, what is the purpose of living, having lost the self-dignity? Agnihi nisrishto dattahcha garo darascha dushita hritam kshetram dhanam yesham tad tattair asubih kiyat tasyapi tavahe toyam kripanasya jiji visho paraityanichyato jirno jaraya vasasi iva. What is the use of living at the mercy of those people whom you have persecuted? So many ways he has persecuted the Pandavas. That fire incident, by putting fire and by poisoning Bhima, by humiliating Draupadi and by depriving the kingdom of Yudhishthira. Though you want to cling to your physical existence, at the cost of your self-dignity, see the inevitable process of aging and getting worn out with the old age problem. You are going to die one day. Have you prepared for that day? Just physical living cannot be the purpose of human life. To that, how many adharmas, how many cheatings you have committed? Are you not tired of this vegetating life? Like this, he was go on scolding out of compassion. Whenever sadhus scold others, it is out of compassion. It is like mothers beating the children who are always engaged in play, 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 play. Morning onwards, mother is calling, come and eat, come and eat, come and eat. This fellow is very busy with play. So up to see after 6 o'clock evening, what mother does? Gives simple slap and brings the child, even though child cries. Similarly, sadhus repeatedly remind the society, hey humanity, what is the purpose you have come? Have you understood? You want to live with all self-dignity. I will show you a way wherein you will find a self-dignity which is superior to any of the person in the creation. What is the self-dignity pointed out by the Shastram is what? You are infinite. More than that, what is there? You are Lord. That is the highest status Shastra gives to human being. But people are not interested. Dhritarashtra was very much disturbed by these basic questions. He tried to hide his inefficiency in the garb of, see, I am already blind. What should I do, you tell? Already old also. What can I do? I cannot go on begging and living as a beggar. And I need someone to support me. I am already old. I have to live at the mercy of others only, like that he told. But Vidura says, there is another way of life. I will show to you. Yasvakat parato vehaha jatanirveda atmavan krutikritva harim gehat pravrajetsa narottamaha. He is the best among men who develops bhakti towards the Lord, who lives the life of renunciation, at least in the old age. Shastra says what? At least in the old age, give the chavi. Chavi means what? Key. All the responsibilities to the family members. Spending entire time in spiritual practices and preparing for final departure with wisdom and happiness. Otherwise, these desires for worldly pleasures, this attachment for physical living cannot go that much easily from the mind. See, there is a basic difference between Indian culture, in Indian attitude of life, than any other culture in the creation. There are varieties of cultures, Islamic culture, Western culture, like that, varieties of cultures are there. Western culture and Islamic culture says human life is only one, and that is an accident for which you don't have any reason. Why you have become a human being? They don't have any reason. You have become, that's all. And they have one idea also. Human alone has soul. All the creatures in the world don't have soul. So entire creation is given to human soul as a bhogavastu. As a bhogavastu. So you kill and enjoy and destroy whatever you want to do, you do. And only one life. And next life will be after the judgment day, which is based on a certificate whether you believed the God prescribed in that particular religion or not. Very peculiar philosophy of life it is. Only one birth, die, wait for judgment day. You will go to heaven if you have accepted that particular Godhead or prophet or anyone. Then after going there also, what you do? You will have sense pleasures. That's all. So from beginning to end, what is the motive of life? Sense pleasures, that's all. Understood? And that too, the criterion to get sense pleasure in the other world is what? Belief in some Godhead, some scripture, some way of life, that's all. But Indian culture says, purpose of life cannot be sense pleasure. It is for knowledge. This is a basic difference. since people are not aware of our own culture, Indians are not aware of our own culture, they are not able to find out the relevance in Vedic teachings. It says what? You cannot live for sense pleasures. You have to live for knowledge. When you live for knowledge, naturally, entire life will be spent in the learning. Learning so many things. Not that you are going to be deprived of sense pleasure totally. For learning also you have to eat, you have to live with people. But that becomes a secondary thing. Pleasure is the goal of life, says all other cultures. Knowledge is the goal of life, says Indian culture. To gain that knowledge, you have to prepare yourself. In the process, everything in the creation has a utility. Don't destroy them. Use them with a reverential way. Use them. Entire creation you use with a reverential way. And give the same means to the future generation. And you go ahead with the knowledge pursuit. Spending entire time for the sake of worldly pleasures cannot make any sense for human life. ఆహార నిద్ర భయమైథునంచ సామాన్యమేతత్ పశుభిర్నరాణం బుద్ధిర్హి తేషాం అధికో విశేష బుద్ధిర్విహీన పశుభి సమాన ఇస్ ది యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్, అనిమల్స్ ఆల్సో ఈట్, వి ఆల్సో ఈట్, దే ఆల్సో స్లీప్, దే వి ఆల్సో స్లీప్. నోబడి కెన్ అవాయిడ్ ఈటింగ్ స్లీపింగ్, నోబడి కెన్ అవాయిడ్ లివింగ్ టుగెదర్ విత్ ఫ్యామిలీ. దే ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ ఫియర్, వి ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ ఫియర్. నోబడి కెన్ అవాయిడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. But what is the differentiating criterion to be called as human being? Our culture points out that there is a differentiating criterion called buddhi. Free will, capacity to have self-judgment, capacity to ask questions. No pig can ask, why have I become pig? No cow has a question, why have I become white cow? Why I have not become black cow? Why I am black cow? Why not I am white? But human being asks, why I am black? Why not I am? Because based on colors only, now a lot of problems are going on in the world, especially in the West. It's a total ignorance. If the skin is white, they consider it, he has come from heaven. Empires survived with this idea. So all the black people are subject to oppression. Why? They all came from hell because of black color. What is the indication that they have come from hell? Black color. People live. Still date it continues, that racial idea. So, entire life living for worldly purpose, worldly pleasures cannot be accepted as human life. The capacity to think is the differentiating criterion. The capacity to judge our present condition. Capacity to say no to certain things, capacity to say follow certain things. However much a dog tries, certainly it cannot tell lie. Correct? However much it tries, neither it can tell lie nor it can tell truth. But human being has the capacity. So a cow cannot ask its husband, honey, can we go for outing? Will you have dinner at so-and-so hotel? Cannot. Human mind has that capacity. That mind is given not to find out where is the food, where is the shelter, where is the cloth. Because this much of powerful instrument need not be given to find out food, cloth, shelter. Kavo, piyo, maja karo. For that purpose, this powerful instrument need not be given. Pig mind is enough, cow mind is enough to find out food and shelter and family members. Correct? Even 1,000 cows are there, and among them few sheep are there. No cow will misunderstand sheep as cow. Correct? It will identify its species. That much mind is enough. Why this powerful instrument is given? This instrument is able to fly 1,000 kilometers per hour. This fellow says 10 kilometers per hour only I can move. Misuse, underuse. So anybody who lives for worldly purpose, worldly pleasures, has underused the entire instrument called buddhi. Because Shastra, this Indian culture says, your goal of life is something what? Infinitude. Find out whether you are infinite or not. Find out whether you lack anything or not in your life. Don't stop with small things. But because of desires, inordinate desires, pura samskaras, because human body is God after going through so many other bodies. We don't have any problem at all. With lakhs and millions of births we can have. Unlike other cultures, it says only one chance. And there is no definition, there is no clarification. Why that only one birth, why I should born as a blind person? Why should I born? That culture or that religious thinkers don't have answer for all this. But for our culture, you have an answer for every question. You cannot ask question at all. They will tell you, they will teach you, like this also you can ask question. You will exhaust all your questions, then they will teach you, hey, these are all the questions you have left. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, then you answer. Then they will answer. Purva Paksha, they will raise. Then Siddhanta, they will give. So entire process of Indian culture is what? It is towards the knowledge. Whether you take literature, language, science, day-to-day life, art, music, everything is towards that direction only, that is knowledge. Knowledge about what? Knowledge about not only about the external world, knowledge about myself, knowledge about the seeker. If a person don't have this higher direction, naturally his life will not be better than animal life. Desires for worldly pleasures will not allow him to get this knowledge. It will lead to punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Angam galitam phalitam tundam dashana vihinam jatam tundam. Shankaracharya says, this fellow has become old and is not able to even walk. But still, tadapi na munjati asha pindam. Tadapi na munjati asha pindam. His desire for worldly pleasures doesn't go. Therefore, he is given one more chance in another physical body. If a person has great liking for non-vegetarian food and want to live on non-vegetarian food, all the time he likes daily one chicken, one chicken, one chicken. So Bhagavan says, okay, in human body it is not possible. You go for some other body, tiger body. And tiger life, if you analyze, for one morsel of food, how much they struggle, you know. We think that they are happily living. No. They have to run kilometers after kilometers, you know, to find out one morsel of food. Very painful life it is. And to find out that food only, the intelligence is given. That much intelligence is given. It finds out food, it finds out its own holes or guhas or resting place, and it finds out its own species so that it can do progeny. So give up all the desire for worldly pleasure, my dear elder brother. I request you to depart from the palace and live in seclusion, meditating on grand truths of life, meditating on Lord, spending time in sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, if you have association with sadhus, will not allow you to be ignorant, idiot. They will never allow you. If you stick to that sangha, you can avoid that sangha, then you escape. Being an idiot, you can escape. But if you stick to that people, sadhus, they will not allow you to be idiot. They will not allow you to continue as an idiot. So they will go on, make you to think this way, that way, compare, contrast, everything. They will show all the pictures. Then slowly you have to say, yes, yes, yes. That is the way I should have been lived. Now what should I do? They will ask. So then they will tell Ramanama, Govindanama, Harinama, start the practice. This should be started when? 60 age. Now at least 60, you start. So spending time in satsanga, hearing the glories of the Lord, hearing the glory of your own real nature, and hearing the glory of a knowledgeable life. People live idiotic life. staying on the bank of Ganga like dogs. They lick the water and roam here and there out of thirstiness.
Dog is near the Ganga. Ganga pravaha goes on. How much water is there? But poor dog cannot take because fear whether I will be swept away by the flow of the water. So what it say? It with all precaution, it licks the water and takes. How much it will take? By licking water, how? Correct? Similarly, human being, being afraid of abhaye bhaya darshinaha, Gaudapadacharya says, Bhagavan is the only source of security, peace and happiness. With regard to Bhagavan, they have bhaya. And world is the source of insecurity, unhappiness and disturbance. But with regard to world, they have abhaya. They go on embrace, thinking that it is a source of happiness. In sadhu community, that the story they used to say, it seems there were two sadhus living on the bank of the Ganga. Suddenly one sadhu saw that kambal, rug, which is used for winter period, it was floating on the water. So, hey, somebody might have left, so go and bring, we'll use it. So another sadhu went. He went and he saw it was, generally rug floats on the water means what? In the Himalayas, water current is more, depth is less, river depth is less. So you can walk, but you have to be a little strong. So he held the rug and put on his shoulder and tried to come back to bank of the river. So as even he is trying to come back to bank of the river, he is again pulled back. So the another sadhu who was sitting on the bank thought, because of current he was pulled back. Hey, give up that rug. You don't want that rug. Come. Otherwise your life is in trouble. Come. So that sadhu shouts, who is in river, he shouts, I have given up the kambal, but kambal is not giving up me. How is it? What kambal? What you are telling? Actually, it is not kambal. It is bear. Himalayan bear. So, it was floating on the river, out of current. This fellow went and hugged it. So, bear also hugged. Bear wants a security so that it can get away. So, as even it got a person, it hugged that person and it wants to get away. Because that also is insecure and it is carried away by the current of the river. So, Tamil la solluvanga. கம்பளின்னு நினச்சி கரடியை பிடிச்சிட்டேனப்பா திங்கிங் தேட் இட் இஸ் கம்பல் ஐ ஹவ் ஹெல்ட் தி பேர் ஹிமாலயன் பேர் ஸோ பீப்புள் திங்க் தேட் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ் செக்யூரிட்டி அண்ட் பீஸ் அண்ட் பகவான் இஸ் தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பனிஷ்மெண்ட் கரெக்ட் ரிலிஜியன் சே தட் ஹீ இஸ் ஜட்ஜ் ஹீ வில் ஜட்ஜ் யூ ஹீ வில் பனிஷ் யூ ஹீ வில் த்ரோ யூ நரக்கா கரெக்ட் And in Hinduism also, this concept are there. But in Hinduism, this concept is a preliminary concept like that. We just brush aside and go afterwards. But in other religions, it's the final concept. And you have to wait for the judgment. You imagine, you wrote examination and wait for result eternally. You wrote examination, waiting for result. How many days? 2000 years you are waiting. The fellow who died after the 10 years after Christ, understood, now not yet given judgment. Christ born, they say, Christ born 2000 years. So those who have not accepted Christ, they will go to hell. So the fellow who died 2000 years before, one who has not accepted Christ, after the, suppose Christ died today, this fellow died next day. So he is waiting 2000 years. What will happen? Judgment day not yet come. That way, abhaye bhaya darshinaha. Therefore, Dhritarashtra, please come away from this all small things of life. You have seen what is life. And spend your balanced life with Lord and spiritual practice.
So Dhritarashtra accepted to go to Vanavasa along with Vidura. Gandhari also insisted joining them. So all the three went to Haridwar without anybody's notice. Next day, Yudhishthira, who has an habit of prostrating to parents, elderly parents, he found that they are not there, absconded. So he was very much worried. And what happens afterwards, we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shochanam Ranam Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jeevanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.